I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. The annual powwow at Washington University is expected to draw thousands to its traditional celebration of Native American culture. And today, we're going to meet a WashU student who grew up on a reservation in Arizona and who's part of this year's event. We'll also talk to those behind Madco Dance Company's original production of Liquid Roads. It pays tribute to the music that found its way to St. Louis via steamboat and steam engine. St. Louis Blues is the theme for this year's annual Teen Talent Competition, which is going to be held next Friday, for the fourth year at the Fox Theater. Tony Parisi is directing the production, and he's here with the executive director of the Fox Performing Arts Charitable Foundation, Catherine Ballard. Welcome to you.
Hello.
Thanks. Hello.
And we're also pleased to introduce you to one of the finalists in this year's competition, singer Lauren Goski. Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Lauren, you're a high school student.
Yes.
Somewhere?
At Hillsborough High School.
What grade are you in?
I'm a senior. I'm graduating soon.
Well, what do you think it's going to be like? 1 week from tonight, you're going to be front and center on stage at the Fox Theater. I bet it's going to be a full house. Are you thinking about that?
Yeah. It just hit me a couple days ago how big this really is, and it's been a huge dream of mine since I was really little, so I'm really, really excited.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. I think you've got some stiff competition, I'm sure.
Yeah, I've heard. I've seen, too. They're really good this year.
Well, you've been performing at the Fox already, so have you done a lot of interacting with the other contestants?
I met some during the semifinals and the prelims, and everyone I've met has been really great. And two of the people I actually connected with are making it through, so
great.
You know, friendships and all that.
Right. Tony Parisi, as a performer, you've been part of the national tour of Chorus Line. You've appeared on Broadway in shows like 42nd Street. You're also a director and a writer. But at one time, you were a kid in St. Louis who made it onto the stage at the Muni in the Muni Chorus. So can you relate to maybe how Lauren's feeling right now?
Oh, absolutely. I was right there. I did my first professional show at the Muni at 10 years old.
Wow.
And I used to be in the St. Louis Civic Ballet as well. So I performed at Powell Symphony Hall in Nutcracker for 7 years.
Hmm.
But I can totally remember walking on the stage at the Muni. The Fox wasn't kind of around you then.
Right, right. I guess it was dark then.
It was in his dark days when I was growing up. But I did actually perform at the Fox as an adult, and it's so thrilling, that fabulous Fox.
What do you think it does for a young person earlier in their career to have that kind of exposure and just experience of feeling like, you know, this is the real thing?
Well, that's the point. It is the real deal. So they are actually doing something on a professional level. And I think it opens their eyes to see what that's all about and if they really want to pursue it or not.
We have a clip of some of the people who are in this year's competition talking a little bit, I guess, what it means to them. Why don't we just sample this one first? This is Nigel Harris Scott. I think they call him Trip. That's his nickname. He's a senior at Webster High School. And he's a dubstep dancer, which I'm not sure what that is.
It's like electronic music.
Oh, okay. Let's go to him.
Dancing is more of like an escape for me. It's like when everything's kind of like tough or hard on me, you know, school, work, just being a teenager, I guess, or, you know, this is my last year of high school, so it's like the pressure's really on. So it's like when I dance, you know, it just kind of takes me to where I can just, you know, really be relaxed and just enjoy myself and, you know, enjoy what's around me. This is for people who are in high school still. So, I mean, we still have homework. We still have after school activities and stuff like that. I mean, we still have chores and stuff when we get home. So, I mean, this is like our passion, but it has to, you know, come second to everything that we have to take care of first. So this is like an extra boost. This is time for us. You know, this is our time to shine, whether we make it on to the next round or not.
And we're talking about the St. Louis Teen Talent Competition, which is next week at the Fox. Catherine, tell me a little bit about the foundation. And this is the fourth year. I think the competition goes back further than this, though, doesn't it?
Yes. About 27 years ago now, Mary Strauss was looking for things to put on the Fox stage. This was right after the Fox had reopened as the Fox that we know now. And she teamed up with Southwestern Bell. They were the underwriters for the event. And she created the St. Louis Teen Talent Showcase Competition. And she did it for 2 years. And it really way ahead of its time, because this was long before America's Got Talent and The Voice and all these these competitions that are on TV now. So we thought it was the right time to bring this event back, and the foundation was the right organization to produce it.
St. Louis Blues is the theme, and you're tying this into St. Louis celebrating its 250th birthday.
Yes, yes, absolutely. We thought it was appropriate to celebrate performers. There's such a rich history of performers in St. Louis, and we're also celebrating the stars of tomorrow.
Right. Well, Tony, you're directing this whole thing, writing the script. Actor Ben Nordstrom, who we know, is going to be emceeing. So what's the evening going to look like?
Well, I have the best job of all because I don't have to judge these kids. I get to work with them and put a show together. So people who are coming to the Fox are not seeing a competition so much. They won't be so aware of that. They're going to be aware of a lovely evening, kind of a new age vaudeville, if you will.
Almost like an ensemble thing?
Well, not an ensemble thing, but it's going to be a definite show. And the diversity of acts, it's unbelievable. I don't know how the judges are going to do it because we have a group of tap dancers. We have a girl who does hula hoops. We have singers. We have violinists. I mean, it's a ukulele again. Our first winner was a ukulele player. We have another girl this time who plays the ukulele. I didn't know the ukulele was such an important instrument, but it is apparently.
I think it's making a comeback.
Yeah. So the variety of acts, if something isn't your cup of tea, wait 5 minutes and there'll be something that you'll love.
Lauren, give me a little mini bio of you and your singing career. When you started, I think you play around town at a couple of little clubs. So what have you been doing?
I started singing since I was born, but...
Now, wait a minute.
Hey,
you mean literally?
Yeah, I sang Teletubbies and, you know, all those things when I was little, but... I've always loved it so much, and about my freshman year, I started getting into theater, and they went hand in hand, and together, I've come a long way. I used to be really afraid to sing in front of my parents, let alone in front of the Fox, so after a lot of getting up in front of people, it's helped. I sing at coffee shops monthly, do about two-hour sets, and it's great to work with people and interact.
Well, go ahead. Plug yourself. Where are you going to be?
Tomorrow I will be at Cool Beans in Jefferson County in Hillsborough. Mm-hmm. And last week I was at Hartford Coffee Company in Tower Grove Park.
You know, I know people have had a lot of success and never get over the judges completely. Some people do and some don't.
I heard it's good. There was an interview with Reba McEntire and she said that she thinks it's good to always have the nerves because it keeps you alert and shows that you love what you're doing.
Tony, you're a performer. What do you think?
Oh, I definitely believe in nerves.
too.
Yeah, as a motivator, yeah.
Lauren, talk a little bit about what it's been like working with Tony, and you've been in rehearsals for a while now. What kind of steps has he put you through? What have you been doing?
It was an interesting experience for me because I've never had someone choreograph where I was going to walk to sing. So it was good, though. It kind of got me more comfortable with the idea of being on the Fox stage and how it's going to be to move around, and the plans they have I think are going to be really beautiful. So I'm very excited and practicing walking.
What are you going to be performing?
End of May in the style of Michael Bublé.
And what can you tell me about the song? I'm not familiar with it, I don't think.
I chose it because he's one of my favorite artists, but I chose it because it was so, so sad. And it's not like normal songs you hear. It has this really deep emotional connection for me. And the song is about a relationship that doesn't end, it ends, and the person just can't get over it. And no matter where they look in their ordinary life, they see them and they know they won't get past it. And it's just truly heartbreaking.
Well, we have a little sample of that. I guess maybe it's from one of your rehearsals.
I think it was from the semifinals.
Oh, the semifinals. All right, let's listen.
When I'm awake,
That's Lauren Goski. She is a student at Hillsborough High School, and she's a contestant in this year's St. Louis Teen Talent Competition next Friday at the Fox. That was very nice.
Thank you.
But it makes me think, Tony, something you said before, too. Boy, that's hard to judge that against someone breakdancing or
exactly.
Doing the hula hoop or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's so subjective that I believe that all 12 acts are actual winners, and what they've won is the chance to perform in the Fox.
That's a good point. Talk about that maybe, Catherine. Sure. These performers are winners because they've been through a long process to get here, so they've won a lot of competitions already.
Right. They There were 107 acts at the preliminary round, and they made it past that into a group of 37 that competed at the semifinal round, and then this is the final 12. And it's a long road, and they do have to be very self-motivated to get there and do their thing.
And you're working with a choreographer, Tony?
Yes, Yvonne Hare from the Professional Dance Center. She and I work sort of together because I'm a director choreographer as well, but we have a really good relationship, and we're molding these acts. We're not changing anything, but we're making them more appropriate for the venue.
Uh-huh. Lauren, this is a little different than when you're playing in a coffee shop because it's a competition, right? So is that something you think about, or maybe you purposely don't think about it? When you're thinking about your performance a week from tonight, are you thinking about what do I need to do to impress the judges? Or is that something maybe do you not go there? Or?
I used to care a lot about to try to change what I was doing, not change how I sing, but change what song to please what I thought the judges would want. And about a year ago, I wasn't getting very far with that, and I realized that I needed to do songs that I really loved and mean a lot to me, and through that, they would see my passion. And that's my goal for this competition as well. I'm going to get up there, and I'm going to enjoy what I love to do and sing, and I hope they like it too.
Does that sound right, Tony? You want to give her any last-minute advice?
That's exactly what I coach all of the acts to do, is to just be who they are and to celebrate themselves and to do it with joy.
Well, you know, you said you were glad you weren't a judge, and I can understand that. But maybe we should mention them because you've got a pretty nice lineup of judges. As I said, Ben Nordstrom's going to be emceeing. Tell us about the judges.
Yes, we love that we have Ben back. He's done it all 4 years, and judging for us this year will be David Halen, concertmaster at the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. Mike Isaacson is back, artistic director at the Muni, of course. We have Miss Missouri, the reigning Miss Missouri, Shelby Ringdahl. She's actually a musical theater major at Texas Christian University, a beautiful singer. Carl Napa is back from Nellie's Extreme Institute here in St. Louis. Ken Page, Broadway performer and St. Louis native. And then we just added Phyllis Smith. We're very happy that Phyllis Smith from TV's The Office will be back for her third time judging with us this year.
We just talked to Ken Page a few weeks ago. He opened the St. Louis Cabaret Festival. In fact, last week, too, we had cellist Grant Rue on. And he won last year along with Christopher Halen. They were part of Two Mellow Cello Fellows.
Yes.
And I think, are they going to make an appearance this year?
They will make a special appearance. They have put together a special performance for us called The Final Showdown. So we're looking forward to it.
And looking back, so they won last year, so there were two winners 2 years before that. Just briefly, what can you tell us about the young people that have won and what they're doing now? What do you know?
The winners of year one and two are all off at college. Micah Garrido, who won the first year, is at Occidental University, and he is still pursuing his music and performance. And then the second year, it was the Cotton Club, three dancers from Central Visual and Performing Arts High School, and they're all at college now.
We have another clip here from a group that is competing in this year's performance. These are the Underground Tappers. They're from Central Visual Performing Academy. Let's hear what they have to say.
The act is basically six dancers, as you see. We're basically incorporating tap, doing ballet, splits, like the Nicholas Brothers, doing everything we could do. Basically, we love it, so we're going to put all our heart into it.
Yeah.
Dance is life for us, all of us. And our act brings creativity. It brings passion. We can really show people who we are through our tap shoes.
I can say that I've danced on the Fox stage. Yeah. It's nice.
That's the biggest thing to say.
There they go. That's the Underground Tappers. And from Central Visual and Performing Arts Academy, I think I got the name of that right. I may have messed that up a little bit. Well, one of the most exciting things is what happens for some of these kids, particularly the winner, of the scholarships and performance opportunities that they get. Pretty incredible.
Yes. A $7,000 scholarship goes to the winner, $5,000 to second place, $3,000 to third place, in addition to scholarships offered to all of the contestants from various other universities. And we've lined up public appearances. There's a date at the Muni, pre-show out at the Muni, Webster Groves Art and Air Festival, Shakespeare Festival, Green Show, lots of different opportunities.
Fox Performing Arts Charitable Foundation presents the St. Louis Teen Talent Competition. That's next Friday. That's the 4th of April, 8 p.m. at the Fox Theater. If you go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, we'll have a link to the Fox Theater website. Now, it's free and open to the public, but you do need tickets.
Yes, and you get them through MetroTix.
And I think they did this last year and are doing it again. The 9 Network is going to tape this and air it at some point?
Yes. They'll edit down the two-hour show to a one-hour broadcast on May 12th.
All right. Tony, do you have any words of advice for not only Lauren but the other finalists?
Just what I've said. You know, believe in yourself, love what you do, and show us that love, and that'll come through.
You make it sound easy. Lauren, have you got any plans? Past high school, have you made any definite plans what you want to do, where you want to go?
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to dual major in music and theater. And I have hopes to be an actress and do musical theater as well. I just love it. I can't imagine anything else.
Well, it's been a pleasure meeting you, and I'm sure you'll go far.
I hope so.
And I like what you said, too, Tony. Everyone, really, when they've gotten this far, they are winners. So, we've been talking with Catherine Ballard, the Executive Director of Fox Performing Arts Charitable Foundation. Always good to see you.
Thank you.
It's a great event. Tony Parisi is an actor, writer, director, choreographer, and he's directing the event next Friday. Thank you for being here, Tony.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And Lauren Goski from Hillsborough High School. Good luck to you. You have a wonderful voice, and I know you'll be successful no matter what happens.
Thank you.
Coming up next on Cityscape, Madco premieres Liquid Roads. This is St. Louis Public Radio.